Hi. Well, you already know who I am, but if you're new, I'm Akosua Lefty, and this is the XOXO podcast. Well, it's a sexual health podcast. Well, with only one host for now. Yeah. Well, I'm a sexy host as always, and today we are talking about vaginismus. I don't know the right pronunciation, but you get me right. Yeah. Well, most men don't know a lot about the female reproductive system. They assume the shittiest thing that can happen is cramps. Well, jokes on you. My babies, I mean the guys, don't be mad, okay? Don't be mad. That is why I'm here to pamper and teach you. So today, we are discussing vaginismus. Or let's put it in simple terms. Well, it is when the cunt or muscles in the contract and won't allow anything to penetrate it. I mean anything. It is sometimes very, very painful, and it doesn't always stem from not being turned on. Yeah. Sometimes a woman can be turned on as fuck, can want the sex, but her cunt just tells you not today, Satan, and closes up. Like, it will be hella frustrating and embarrassing. It's as if your cunt determines when it wants to be fed or not. It doesn't care about your feelings. Yeah. It's just telling you, you can't tell me what to do. Well, how or when can vaginismus occur? Well, I know you are wondering if it is just from sex. But no, it isn't. It isn't just from sex. When you try to insert anything into your vagina, it can happen. So, that dildo you're thinking about. Oh, you're thinking of inserting freely, you won't, unfortunately. Like, yeah, because when inserting tampons, well, it can make it contract, and it can go as far as just being touched down the, like, the moment your vagina feels like something is moving towards it, it just goes like, no, not today, no. I mean, you might not have any intentions of penetrating, but your cunt will tell you no, because boys give you cooties. Yeah, I won't open it. I'm sorry. And I'm making it sound mild or unserious, but it's a serious condition and very uncomfortable. Let me create a scenario for you to okay understand what this is like. Okay, like clench your hands, like into one of your hands into like a fist. I mean, not too hard. Then you try moving your other hand, like a finger of it, towards it. Like slowly, then as it's moving slowly towards it, you try clenching your hands more and try to penetrate, yeah, your hand, your finger through it. You see how difficult it is? Imagine that is just your fist. Yes, imagine that happening to a vagina. Yeah. Well, I guess being a poet helped, because I gave you a perfect illustration, representation of it. So that is what the vagina does on anything that comes into contact with it. No matter the situation, aroused or not aroused, it doesn't give two shits. Yeah. Well, there are actually two types of vaginismus. Primary vaginismus. Vaginismus. Sounds so weird. And secondary vaginismus. I mean, yeah, so primary vaginismus is harder. Like, that's one, no penetration whatsoever has been achieved. Like, every time the cunt just closes up in. And for secondary vaginismus, it's when some factors lead your vagina to fight for its life. Yeah, I mean, factors like gynecologic surgery. Yeah, some forms of trauma, mostly sexual trauma or abuse. Well, radiation and sometimes menopause. Yeah, when the estrogen level in the body drops. Yes. And sometimes it is linked to having an anxiety disorder about sex in general. Well, it can lead to your vagina being too protective. Yeah. Well, don't be scared, little lass. Yeah. It can be controlled to a point. Yes, you can't control how your vagina muscles contract, but you can help exercise them to at least have a certain control over them, or help them like relax a little bit, you know, like chillax. It's just me, your owner. I'm just here to show you that it's fine. Yeah, something like that. If it is linked to your anxiety, then you need to be comfortable with insertion. So you can get like a mini vibrator, an extremely small one. It's like the one that looks like a lipstick, and make sure you lubricate it properly. Yes. Then you try inserting it inside. Gently, I mean so slowly. Yeah, so slowly. Well, you gotta sneak up on it and show it who's in charge. Yeah. Take charge, baby. Take charge of the vagina. Yeah, you know what I mean. And it is safer to visit a gynecologist. They will help with some pelvic exercises to help relax your vagina and examine it properly and help you out. Yeah. So even though getting the vibrator or dildo is nice, it will be safer if you just see your OB/GYN. Yes, safer. And guess what? I just remembered in October. Yeah. And this is breast cancer month. Yeah. I guess 13th is just like some days away. Wow. Set your titties free. Yeah. Well, let's get back to what I was saying. And vaginismus can occur due to your partner. Yes, your partner. Sometimes it will happen with someone, but not the next guy you're having sex with. Like, yeah, maybe this particular guy, your body goes like, nah, something creepy about him. Like, no, I don't want him near us. Like, that sort of thing. I don't want him near us. No, he doesn't seem like it. Or your instinct will be like, red flags. And you don't want to listen because you just want to get laid. And your vagina be like, no way, I'm not allowing that. Oh, yes. Trust your gut feeling sometimes. It's very necessary. So let me not take up too much of your time. We have learned something amazing today, right? Well, ladies, try Kegels too. They are pelvic exercises, sorry. So, yes, maybe I'll try and see if I'll get an illustration. Sorry, of Kegels to upload on my YouTube. Yeah, if I'm not too lazy. Well, I love you so much, and keep taking good care of your vagina. Yeah, saying vagina sometimes sounds so cringe, but yeah. On that note, well, this is the XYXO podcast. Don't ever forget, you are loved, but you are amazing, and thank you so much for supporting me. This is Akusia Lefty. Follow me on Instagram at @AkusiaLefty_, Twitter at @AkusiaLefty, Facebook at @AkusiaLefty. Live your best life, because life waits for no one. And I don't want you to have regrets in life. Well, yeah. Be as free as a bird. Well, I love you, baby. Till next time. Mwah!